So what's it like to play on a tennis team? As an adult, that can be like a foreign concept to a lot of people. And what ended up happening over time is I was doing a lot of classes and the students in Miami were getting better and better. And I was like, you know what? We really need to take this to a level so you can actually go play points, have basic strategy, understand court etiquette, and just how to keep score and play under duress. And so what ended up happening is I created this concept called the varsity tennis team. And the reason I called it a varsity tennis team is I wanted to replicate what it was like when I coached a high school team or I played on my college tennis team. I wanted to take that adult version, if you will, with recreational players and kind of repurpose it in a current day environment. So what we did is we created these Saturday afternoon practice sessions where players came out and we had an unlimited amount of court time. We could spend 2, 3 hours on the court. And of course, this evolved to scrimmaging other coaches and their players. And now we're at the point where we're playing USTA sanctioned events. I'm going along and we're watching these players in action and they're having the courage to push themselves and take themselves to a new level. So I thought two things that were really interesting about this concept was, how much would it cost in a real-world environment to hire a private coach and come with you to all these tournaments and have these practice sessions? And two, what are the advantages of playing in a team environment in an individual sport? Stay tuned, and we'll come back right after this. Welcome back to the Brian Lutz Show. So, I've really fallen in love with ChatGPT, and if you're not familiar with it, it's basically a really sophisticated language bot that you answer it ask it a question or what they call a prompt that you might similar to what you might use on Google, but rather than having to search for the results, it basically in a conversational tone gives you the answer right on the computer. So, for our topic today, how much would it cost to hire a tennis coach to come to a tournament with you? The reason I put this prompt in here is I started to really see value in our varsity tennis program because to hire a coach to travel with you, even if it's locally to go to a tennis tournament, would obviously be somewhat astronomical. But I've bundled it into our varsity tennis package. So when I asked this question to ChatGPT, impressively, probably within 25 to 30 seconds, here's what it came up with. The cost of hiring a tennis coach to accompany you to a tournament may vary widely, depending on several factors, as much as the coach's experience, location, duration of the tournament, travel expenses. Here's a rough breakdown of potential costs. So far, I'm really impressed. It gives you four bullet points. It breaks down the hourly rate, which can be anywhere from like $65 to $100 an hour, depending on the player's experience or the coach's experience. It also has travel expenses, depending how far you're going to go. There's a per diem and meals and travel and gas and all that stuff. The tournament duration, how long does the tournament cost? And of course, any additional fees according to the tournament, that if it's sanctioned, what are the fees up front for such things like that? So I think one of the things from doing this with my team is a lot of these little headaches I took care of at the match. Because with a lot of them, it was their first tournament. There was a referee there, so I was able to kind of prep the referee on each of my students' needs because a lot of them were first-time players. So in this sanctioned event, they actually allowed me to do coaching on the changeovers, which I thought was a nice feature. And it also allowed me to kind of influence the referee into some of the needs that were going on the other courts. For example, if one of my opponents was taking too long in a changeover, I could notify them. Doesn't mean they were going to do anything about it, but it just allowed me to be an advocate for my students while they were out there in a very new and stressful environment. So the second question that I asked ChatGPT is, what is the hardest part about playing a tennis tournament by yourself? Because I know one of my students that actually ended up winning the 3.0 division. And it was interesting afterwards when we were talking at the trophy ceremony, he was saying, you know, I would never go out and try to do this by myself. And I got what he was saying. It's like, I'm not going to travel to some foreign club, have the tournament director open up a can of balls and say, report to court 7 and come back when your scores are done. And then just repeat that process
till the tournament was over. He either got eliminated or, in this case, he won the tournament. And I think one of the great benefits to being part of a team is there was nine other of his peers there participating in different tournaments, doubles and singles. So we all kind of did it together. And of course, I was there overseeing it all as the coach. So what did ChatGPT say about the hardest part about playing a tennis tournament by yourself? Here it is. One, mental toughness. Tennis is a mentally demanding sport, and playing a tournament alone can make it even more challenging. Without a coach or support system on site, you may find it difficult to focus, handle pressure, and stay positive during tough moments. Pretty impressive answer for a bot. Number two, strategic adjustments. When playing alone, you'll need to analyze your opponent's game and make strategic adjustments on your own. This is pretty self-evident. Obviously, if you go to a tournament, you don't have a coach. You're out there by yourself. You have nobody, including a coach, if there's coaching allowed, or even fellow teammates to throw ideas off of. Here's one that caught a lot of my students by surprise: physical fatigue. Tournaments can often require playing multiple matches over consecutive days, which can be physically demanding. Kind of self-evident, but I think a lot of people really appreciated the cool down, the warm-up tips, and the recovery strategies we were able to implement on the fly to keep things moving in a positive direction. Number four, emotional support. The emotional highs and lows in competition. I think a lot of one theme I took from my players is they were amazed at how much anxiety drained their physical endurance during the matches. And I think that's the kind of thing where you just have to experience it to understand it, and then you can prepare for it in the future. Point number five, logistics and organizations. I found the court, I prepped them, I spoke to the tournament director, got a feel for what was going on. Obviously, I helped them with registration, some were USTA members. And of course, during the logistics of it, I was constantly on the referee to make sure I was an advocate for my players and they were getting the maximum opportunity to succeed. And then number six was lack of feedback. Playing alone can be difficult to gauge your performance. So I think a lot of times when students are done and they're playing in tournaments, I don't really give my summary there, especially if they lost. I typically let them lick their wounds a little bit, go away, and I'll come back a day, 2 days, maybe even more, close to a week later. Then we can have a clear conversation about what happened and how we're going to fix it in practice. So if this seems appealing to you and you've got the courage and the gumption and you want to be part of a team and you want to explore taking your game to a next level, I highly encourage our varsity tennis program. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.